Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. We're going to do a bunch of different things today, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write my name, and then you can put your pencil down because, you know, we're gonna color first. And this is where you have to follow my directions because I'm going to tell you what colors to color. All right. We have some kids in our picture and it looks like there's a bat by a moon. I think it's possibly a holiday and the kids are getting dressed up. What do you think? Maybe? Are they in costumes? Well, let's do it. Let's look at these costumes. Do you see the mail carrier? Look at him. He's got some envelopes in his pouch and he has a letter on his hat. Let's color the mail carrier. Let's color his hat blue. Go around the letter, but color his hat blue. Or we could say cap. Could be a cap. What's the beginning sound in cap? K-k-k. Yes, the letter C. Okay, did you go around the letter? All right, put your blue crayon down, but keep it close by. And let's color that letter. Oh, let's do pink. Color the letter pink. All right, there we go. The envelope. I guess I should say it's an envelope on the hat. All right, put down your pink crayon. And then let's pick back up our blue crayon and color the mail carrier shirt blue as well, because they have blue uniforms. So boys and girls, what's the beginning sound in mail carrier? What's the first part? Mail. M. All right, do blue pants too. They wear lots of blue. Mail carriers wear blue. M. Mail carriers. That way, it could be a girl or a boy. We don't say mailman because it could be a girl person. So we say mail carrier. They carry the mail. Put down your blue crayon. Let's get some brown for brown shoes, please. Brown shoes. All right. And then hang on to that brown crayon. See that pack that's kind of like a front backpack, a front pack? We'll call it a front pack because backpack goes on your back and this is in the front. Let's color that pouch brown, this front pack brown, and the strap brown, but leave all of those envelopes alone, all of the mail alone. Don't color them yet. Okay, so a brown front pack. I'm going to make up a new word. Okay, put down your brown crayon. See the mail inside that pack, inside that pouch? Let's color two of the envelopes. Let's do green. Color two of the envelopes green. They have like little triangles. See that? Color two of them green. And there should be two left. Do you see that? Kind of tricky, but there should be two left. See it? Color the two that are left orange. So two green ones and two orange ones. How many envelopes are in that pouch that we can see? One, two, three, four. Four. And then one more on his hat. Five. Four and one more is five. Okay. Oh, he has some hair sticking out. Let's give him some black hair sticking out underneath that cap. Give him some black hair. There you go. Are those his ears on the side or is that hair on the side? I'll let you decide. Okay, ready? Look at the person standing next to the mail carrier. Is she a queen or a princess? What do you think? Queen or princess? Let's give her a purple dress. Purple dress. Let's say queen for right now. If we were to say she was dressed up in a queen costume, do you know the beginning sound in queen? Queen? Yes, the letter Q. Not a lot of words start with the letter Q, but it makes the qu sound. It's a K and a W squished together to make the qu qu sound, like quilt and quiz and queen. Take 2 more seconds on that purple dress. 2, 1. All right, let's color the crown yellow. Make it a pretty crown. Make it yellow. The tiara. Let's say tiara. Have you heard of that before? Tiara. Tiara begins with the letter T. Let's give her some brown hair. Find your brown crayon. She has a lot of hair up there on the top. It's piled up high, isn't it? Can you think of any other words that begin with Q, like quiz and quilt and queen? Can you think of others? Qu. It's hard, huh? Quilt, quiz, queen, quack. What about quack? Quack, 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 quack. Who says quack? Oh, boys and girls, did you see she has some gloves on? She's wearing some gloves. Did you color them purple? I forgot. I'm going to color mine purple. I left those blank. We'll make them purple. Fancy. The queen is fancy. All right, scoot over. Look what that little boy's dressed up as. What is his costume? Yeah, it looks like he's a doctor or a nurse. We'll have him be a doctor. Let's color his hair yellow. We'll give this doctor hair yellow. Make his hair yellow. So what's the beginning sound in doctor? Doctor. Yes, the letter D. Let's give his doctor's coat. The doctor's coat is usually white. Do you have your white crayon? Let's color it white, even though it's hard to see. Color it white. A doctor's coat is usually white. And then see the little plus sign? We'll make that red, that little plus sign. You sometimes see that on emergency kits, right? Oh, and then look what's in this pocket. Do you know what that is? That's a stethoscope. Can you say stethoscope? Oh, my. But he's a doctor. D says D. D, doctor, D. So color that little plus sign on his coat. Color that red. Okay. And then for his pants, we'll make them blue. Any kind of blue works for me. Any kind of blue. We'll make his pants blue. D says D. D, doctor, D. Can you think of another word that begins with D, like D, doctor? Did you say dog? Because that's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. What about ding, ding? Ding, ding. You got it right. And let's give him some black shoes. If you don't have your black crayon, go ahead and use your pencil. D, doctor, D. D, dog, D. D, ding, D. Okay, scoot over. Look at the girl holding the dog. D, D, dog. That starts with D. Let's color the dog brown. Color the dog brown. He's cute or she's cute, whatever. This little dog. You know I love dogs. It's so cute. I want to hold the dog. I want to hold the dog. I want to hold my dog. D, dog, D. All right, now What did this girl who's holding the dog, what do you think she dressed up as? Because she kind of looks like a doctor too, but she takes care of animals, so what is she? Yes, she's a vet. She's a vet. Let's give her a green coat. Any kind of green works. I'm going to do a light green. Let's give her a green coat. Go in and around. The dog is kind of in the way. Go in and around. In and around. In and around. What's the beginning sound in coat? K, k, k. Yes, the letter C. Coat. K, k, k. Now she has on her green coat. And then let's give her some blue pants too. I'm going to do light blue. Light blue. You don't have to do light blue. You can do regular blue. And then take two more seconds. Two, one. Let's give her brown shoes and some brown hair. Ready? Brown hair. The vet has some brown hair. Vet. Can you think of some other words that begin with V like a vet? Van. I wonder if these kids will get in a van with their family to go to dinner. Van. Vet. Anything else? Can you think of something else that starts with V? What about very? I am very tired. Go ahead and put down your brown crayon. Ready? And do you see the b bag sitting on the ground? There's a bag sitting on the ground. See it? Let's color that bag purple. Color the bag purple. What's the beginning sound in bag? Bag. Yes, the letter B. Wonder what they're gonna put in the bag. I just noticed something, boys and girls. Did you already notice it and you did not tell me? Do you see the mail carrier is holding some mail? He has an envelope in his hand. We never colored that. Go ahead and put down your purple crayon and let's color the mail in his hand green. Green. So now we have three green envelopes. One in his hand and two in the front pack. Plus two orange. That changes things, huh? Okay. You know what? We just had our green crayon. Let's get it again. No. Change my mind. Mrs. Oldham's all over the place. You gotta keep up. Do you see the bats? Do you see the bats flying in the sky? Uh-huh. What does bat begin with? Yes, the letter B. I don't like bats. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Let's color the bats black. And if you don't have a black crayon, color it with your pencil. I'm going to color lightly because I don't want them to disappear and get super dark to where I can't see their faces. So color each bat. One of the bats is in front of the moon. Which costume begins the same way as moon? Is it the vet? Moon and vet, do they begin the same way? No. Is it the queen? Do queen and moon begin the same way? No. Is it the mail carrier? Yes, mail and moon begin the same way. Find your yellow crayon. We're going to color the moon yellow. Color the moon yellow. Got it? Me too. Okay, ready? Put down your yellow crayon in 3, 2, 1. We're going to color the door on the house. Let's make it red. Color the door on the house red. Even the frame, the outside trim. Boys and girls, door begins the same way as one of our costumes. Does door begin the same way as queen? No. Does door begin the same way as vet? No. Which costume begins the same way as door? Yes, doctor. Doctor. All right, boys and girls, you can put down all of your crayons and find your pencil. You can finish coloring this picture at the end if you want to color the rest of the house and the trees and the bush. Ready? Look for the M on your paper. M for mail carrier. Mm-hmm. I'll read the picture names going across. You circle the picture if it begins with ready? Mouse. Tape. Dog. Mushroom. Money. Wagon. Okay, let's check. Did you circle the mouse? Good, because mouse begins the same as mail. M, mouse, Did you circle the mushroom? Good. And what about money? Okay, you should have circles around the mouse, the mushroom, and the money because they begin with M. Let's look at the letter D. D says D. Ready? I'll read the pictures. You circle it if it begins with D. Raccoon. Fence. Duck. Dolphin. Pumpkin. Dog. Ready? Did you circle the duck? Yes. Did you circle the dolphin? Yes. How about dog? Yes. Duck, dolphin, dog. D says duh. All right, let's look at the V. V for the vet, remember? V says V. Let's read the pictures. Vase. Zip. Vegetables. Lock. Volcano. Hippo. Okay, let's check. Did you circle the vase? Good. Did you circle the vegetables? Fantastic. And did you circle the volcano? Terrific. Vase, vegetables, volcano all begin with V. All right, boys and girls, look at the turtles. I want you to find the turtle with 7 spots. Which turtle has 7 spots? Circle the turtle with 7 spots. Let's count the spots on the first turtle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nope. Let's try the next one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And one more is 7. Circle that turtle and write the number 7 on the line. Okay, let's color these counters inside our 10 frame. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 2 more. 6, 7. Write a 7 on the line. Boys and girls, we did it. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.